Hello, this is podcast number 10, January 15, 2007. I'm going to show you how to go to the sounds and audio devices for your sound card using Windows XP, Home, Service Pack 2, and JAWS 8.0 screen reader. My sound card is the Creative Audigy LS from Creative Labs, and then I'll show you how to access it, the same feature, the sounds and audio devices. I think it's also called a mixer within Replay AV 8.03. I'm on the desktop.
Title is desktop.
I'm going to hit my Windows applications, I mean my Windows key on the keyboard.
Start menu, set program access and defaults. To move through items, press up or down arrow S.
Press the letter S for settings.
S, settings submenu S.
You're in the settings submenu, so right arrow one time.
Control panel C.
You're on the control panel, press the enter key.
Enter. Leaving menus, control panel, list view, not selected, accessibility options, 1 of 35, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Okay, the fastest way to go to the sounds and audio devices folder, press the letter S, as in Sierra, a few times till you hear it.
S, scanners and camera, S, scheduled tasks, S, security center, S, software explorers, S, sounds and audio devices.
And just for you to hear it, do an insert up arrow with JAWS.
Sounds and audio devices, 28 of 35.
Press your enter key.
Enter. Sounds and audio devices properties dialog. Volume page. Device volume left right slider, 89%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
We're in a dialog box, and we're in the volume page. If you're not sure, do a insert. T as in Tango.
Title is Sounds and Audio Devices Properties, Pages, Volume.
Notice it tells you page is volume. Now do an insert up arrow.
Left right slider 89%.
My volume is set to 89% right now. Okay. If you want to change the slider, the volume, use your up and down arrow keys.
89%, 89%, 89%, 89%, 88%, 88%, 88%.
I'm going to press the down arrow key.
86%, 86%, 85%, 85%, 83%.
Okay, there you have it. I'll leave it at 83% just to show you. If you're not sure what it said, do an insert up arrow.
Left right slider 83%.
Okay, we don't need to do anything in the volume page. So do a shift tab.
Shift tab, volume tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the volume tab. Do a right arrow.
Sounds tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
That's your sounds tab. We don't need to do anything here. Do another right arrow to go to the next tab.
Audio tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
We're in the audio tab. And then do a tab one time.
Tab, sound playback default device colon combo box. Creative SB Audigy LS 1 of 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt plus D.
We're in a combo box. And my sound card only has one device currently. And it's the creative card.
Creative SB Audigy LS 1 of 1.
I did an insert up arrow and notice it says 1 of 1.
Creative SB Audigy LS 1 of 1.
Okay. Then let's review the rest of this screen. If you wanted to choose another device, you would down arrow in the combo box. Let's see what's next. I'm going to tab.
Tab. Sound playback volume dot 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 button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt plus V. Sound playback volume dot 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 button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt plus V.
If you press the spacebar here, you can configure the various checkboxes and the volume. We're not going to do anything here. Press your tab key.
tab, sound playback advanced ... button to activate, press space bar, alt plus N.
Press the tab key again.
Tab, sound recording default device : combo box, create a VST Audigy LS 1 of 1, to change the selection use the arrow keys, alt plus E.
This is your recording tab, recording section, and I only have one device currently. You can do an insert up arrow to hear that.
Create a VST Audigy LS 1 of 1.
Okay.
Tab, sound recording volume ... button to activate, press space bar, alt plus O.
Okay, here we're going to go inside. It said sound recording.
Volume ... button.
It's volume ... button for the, okay. So we're going to press the space bar.
Space. Record control dialog. What do hear balance : volume : what do hear balance : what do hear volume : up down slider 50% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys.
This is the what you hear option that some of the cards have. Press your tab key. This is, again, the recap. This is the record control.
Title is record control.
Okay. I did an insert T there.
Select checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press space bar, alt plus S. Select checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press space bar, alt plus S.
If you have this option checked, you will record whatever's coming through your speakers with replay AV.
Microphone volume : up down slider 50% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys.
I pressed the tab key here and it took me to the microphone.
Select checkbox not checked to check, press space bar, alt plus S.
And it's not checked. I'm going to press the tab key.
Advanced button to activate, press space bar, alt plus A. Advanced button to activate, press space bar, alt plus A.
Tab again.
Line dash and volume : up down slider 50% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys.
This is the line in. And just to give you an example, we're on a slider bar.
Line dash and volume : up down slider 50%.
Called up and down slider. If you want to change it, use your up and down arrow keys. Right now it's at 50% here.
Line dash and volume : up down slider 50%.
And if you check this checkbox, the line in, we can record from like another source, like a radio, a TV, anything that you can put into it. So I'm going to show you how to change the slider.
51%, 51%, 53%, 53%, 53%, 53%, 56%.
Okay, you get the idea. And coming up, if you tab one time, this is a checkbox for the line in.
Select checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar, alt plus S.
If you want to put a check mark and use the line in, press your space bar key on the keyboard. JAWS tells you.
Advanced button to activate, press space bar, alt plus A. S/PDIF dash and volume : up down slider 51% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys.
Okay. We're not going to explore any of this.
Select checkbox not checked, advanced button, tab dash and volume, select checkbox not checked, advanced button to auxiliary volume : up down, select checkbox not checked, advanced button to volume : up down slider 50% to increase or decrease, select checkbox checked to clear check.
Okay. Mark. And do an Alt F4 to get out of this.
Alt F4, sounds and audio devices properties dialog, audio page, sound recording volume ... button to act.
And we're back at the main dialog. Use your tab key.
Tab, MIDI music playback default device : combo box, create a VSW synthesizer 1 of 4, to change. Tab, use only default devices checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar, alt plus U.
Depending on your circumstances, you may want to have this checkbox checked.
Use only default devices checkbox not checked.
Okay. I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
And once you have set your settings, just press the space bar on OK. Okay, and then you'll have the current settings you set. Okay. I'm going to press OK.
Space. Control panel. List view. Sounds and audio devices. 28 of 35. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Do an Alt F4.
Alt F4.
Do an Insert T.
No window is active. Press Windows key plus M to go to the desktop.
Do a Windows logo key plus M as in mic.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected by documents, 1 of 10.
We're on the desktop. We're going to open Replay AV 8.03. I'm on the desktop, so I'm going to do a R.
R, recycle, R, Replay AV 8.
Press Enter key on the desktop icon.
Enter. Replay A/V dialog to navigate use tab. Replay A/V dialog. Minimize button to activate. Press spacebar.
We're gonna go to the file menu. Do an Alt plus F as in Frank.
Alt F menu. File menu. Settings. To move through items, press up or down arrow. S.
We're on the settings option. Press the Enter key.
Enter. Leaving menus. Settings dialog. File show page. To activate, press spacebar. C:\Replay AV8\Recordings\ Settings dialog. Folders page. Save output files to this folder : read only edit. C:\Program.
Okay. We're in a dialog box. It's called the settings dialog box. And we're in the folders page. If you're not sure, do an insert T as in Tango.
Title is Settings, Pages, Folders.
Okay. We're going to do a Shift tab to go to the Folders tab or whatever tab you last chose.
Shift tab, Folders tab, to switch pages, press Control tab.
Do an Insert T. An Insert up arrow.
Folders tab, Podcasts tab, Tuning tab, Connections tab, Sound Mixer tab, Sync tab, XM Hardware tab, Other tab.
These are the tabs within the setting dialog. Do a right arrow till you hear Sound Mixer.
Podcasts tab, the switch, Tuning tab, the switch page, Connections tab, Sound Mixer tab, the switch pages, press Control tab.
Then do a tab key one time.
Tab, Sound Card Driver to use : combo box, Creative SB Audigy LS, 1 of 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Listen what it said.
Creative SB Audigy LS, 1 of 1.
Okay, we're going to shift tab so you can hear it.
Sound Mixer tab, this tab, Sound Card Driver to use : combo box, Creative SB Audigy LS, 1 of 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Sound card driver to use. It's a combo box. If you have another driver in the combo box, you can choose it by doing a down or up arrow key. We're going to tab.
Tab. Install enhanced sound card driver from the web button to activate. Press spacebar.
This is the enhanced sound card driver that Appleian Tech have developed. I am not currently using it on my desktop PC.
Tab, optimize mixer volume for recording, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
I have this checkbox checked. Here it is again.
Optimize mixer volume for recording, checkbox checked.
Okay.
Tab, test audio recording methods button to activate, press spacebar.
You can press the space bar on the test audio methods. You should do this the first time you install Replay AV or put a new sound card in.
Tab, set up Windows Sound Mixer button to activate, press space bar.
I believe if you press this button here,
set up Windows Sound Mixer button,
you'll go to the sounds and audio devices, I told you earlier. But we're not going to do that.
Tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
And once you have set your setting, press the spacebar on the OK.
Tab, cancel, tab, help button to activate, press
spacebar. Escape out of this menu, dialog. Press the escape key.
Escape, minimize button to activate, press spacebar.
And you're back on the main interface of Replay AV 8.03. If you're not sure, do an insert T.
Title is Replay A/V.
It's early in the morning, sorry. You can review your screen by pressing the tab key here.
Tab, hide button to add tab, record button to activate tab, list of shows, list view, not selected, graphic 442, TV 2, deck 12, sit tab, exit button to activate.
There's your exit button. There you have it. I hope this has helped some of you. Thank you very much.